Once again, I find myself excitedly packing for the do lectures. A bag full of tech, axe, solar panel, my carved wooden cup, a couple of bottles of wine, because those campfire chats sometimes go into the early hours of the morning and refreshment is needed. Bits and bobs that are going to assist me in documenting what's going on over the next few days. I feel extremely fortunate to be able to go again. And this year, I'm going to be assisting with a workshop. I'm really excited, although the torrential rain has just stopped. For some reason, that made me even more excited, because I was a little worried this morning when I woke up, because I thought, how could the do lectures possibly be better than the experience I had last year? Well, maybe it just needs to be different for me not to have any preconceptions. It's right out there in the wilds. So for me, whatever the weather brings, it's just that extra dimension that you need. Whether you're sat around a fire, whether you're in the beautiful stone pub drinking the local ale next to a roaring fire, whether you're in the really sturdy tents just kind of hanging out and chatting, or the main larger teepee tent where the main events happen. I'm really looking forward to huddling together with new faces, new people, and getting to grips with new ideas. I really should be hitting the road because it's a long drive. I've got those butterflies. So I'm going to sling my bag in the car and head to Wales. I'm walking the last 100 metres or so. It's good to be back in Wales, surrounded by a slightly damp wood, bluebells, and the gravel path is taking me out and into the area that is forest, spelt with two F's at the front. Plenty of shelter in about 5 minutes' time, and the dew looks exactly the same as when I left it last year. Very welcoming and very comfortable. I sit down and the guy next to me is from Oxford and we're having a chat and I say, what do you do? And he works for a cooperative creating all kinds of interesting communication systems where the customers own the communication systems, but he also runs an interesting organisation promoting real ale. So we got off to a flying start. And he says, what do you do? I say, I blog. He says, where's your blog? I said, documentary.com. He said, no way. Your Storify is one of the reasons why I'm here. And he's the first person really I speak to outside of the wonderful familiar faces that I bumped into as soon as I got here, as soon as I walked into the main tent. And then there's Phil Martu, who's come over from Spain, who I met when he flew over from Spain for some tuition in London not so long ago. And it's kind of weird. It's like this strange coming together where the strangers really aren't strangers. You are connected a lot closer than you think. Another instance, and I've only been here, what, less than an hour? Maybe an hour? Who knows? I'm speaking to Mark, who you may remember, Green Ape, amazing snorer. He does a lot of other really cool things. Here's Mark walking towards me now. I wonder if he will listen back to this and hear my slight comment a moment ago against your snoring. And,
oh,
and
my snoring's beautiful.
Unfortunately, we're not in the same tent.
I plan that because you snore like a Wookiee and I snore like a proper trained Jedi. That's the rule. I could have filled a plane tonight. The Chalo Sim last year, loved it. Well, that's how we met on Twitter, clearly, but we met in person around Chalo Sim.
Yeah, yeah.
Kate Le Bon.
Oh, Kate Le Bon. And yeah, as well.
She's quality. Now one of my favourites. She's like a modern-day Nico, I think.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. That's what I said to you when we were drinking, watching her.
No, I wasn't there. I'd gone.
Oh, okay. I told everybody.
It was somebody else.
She sounds like Nico.
She does sound like Nico. She's brilliant.
I was just talking about you a moment ago, Nordic Walking. What's your Twitter name?
Tomo Thompson is the thing where you'll get kind of the low down and dirty on life. We were saying earlier, you could almost do a London Underground map. If you start with us three, and anybody that walked past, we'd probably know them somehow.
I know. It's really crazy. Here's a weird kind of digital connection here. I just checked in on Foursquare and clicked on the mayor. The first face connected to her that popped up was a guy I was having dinner with yesterday in a Swedish castle. And I'm just thinking, this is surreal. And I haven't even drank that much wine for it to be surreal. This pudding, where did this come from?
Eton mess. Go that way.
Let me photograph it, and that can be the picture that accompanies this, because by the time, if you are on Twitter, you're listening to this, I will be eating this right now.
What are you doing here?
And I saw you on a very funny video. A guy doing internet video that Anchor, do you know Anchor, German Anchor?
No.
You must know German Anchor.
The butter. I'm live streaming the fire with right. The music in the background and possibly our conversation.
Okay.
Well, we haven't said anything sensitive right now. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man? What are you up to? That's Dave Buddha Magnet on Twitter. He can talk to us while we're talking.
What? How are you
connected
to the internet?
I have the internet in my pocket. I've got mobile Wi-Fi hotspots in my pocket. He says it's by Zen Magic, though.
Yeah.
There's five people now, somewhere else in the world, joining us in our fireside chat. Okay. It will tell me how many viewers there are at any particular point.
Okay.
So if you did want... Ask Alan Moore. You are bringing the names of gods here around our fireside chat, Dave. It's nice that you can join us, man. It's really weird. Yesterday I was in a Swedish castle eating very, very delicious foods. And today I'm in Wales, standing around an open fire, listening to a band called Colorama. Sorry, I'm talking to Dave. He'll talk back in text.
Okay.
It's kind of strange, and it's not easy to pick up afterwards. I'll talk to you in a second.
Cheers, Dave. Yeah, right, just want to say hello.
Mad Inventors for Hire, which does sound better than comms or PR. I bet that's on his business card. There's all sorts of people here, incredible walks of life. I've just been speaking to a farmer over dinner. I'm using the Vodafone MiFi. It's looking good. I love the web as well. It's so nice that we can sit here and chat around a campfire, even though people who are watching this video after the event won't necessarily understand who or why I was talking in this random one-sided manner. Binary fireside chat indeed. I can live stream what's happening around me right now and feel the heat of this fire probably melting the front of my phone. And people, as they're watching on the interwebs, can write text and have a conversation and ask questions with me. And it's interesting how all of this works, really. I'm going to turn this off because my hands are catching fire. And the bar is not that far away. So, Dave, wonderful to chat with you around the fire, even though you're not here. I tell you what, though, you want to do some coding? These guys need some coding. Come along next year, let's do some live mashups. I want to plot the strength of GSM and 3G around the campsite so people know where to stand to upload their data. Talk to you later, man. Take care. Waking in my tent at the Dew Lectures to an array of new sounds. I don't know what that bird is. Assigned to this tent last night in the dark, so I have no idea what my view is and what my general surroundings look like other than what my torch was showing me. I'm in a nomad tent, so there's like two bedrooms here. I have one spare, then there's a little communal area here and my bedroom, and kind of a big bean bag in the middle where you can kind of sit and look at this. Oh wow. At the moment, it's a misty morning scene, trees, grass, just nature, really. I'm only maybe 2 minutes walk from everything in Dew. This is the bottom area of the Dew map. Last time I was here, I was at the top area in a large teepee, wood-burning stove, and the likes. Outside here, there's kind of a communal sitting, eating, barbecuing area. My head is heavier than normal, but not hungover. That's a good thing. I think it must have been good beer. I'm going to grab my wash kit, grab my towel, find the showers, and awaken myself for what is officially the first day.